Sure.
Welcome to the Northern Knits podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn. I didn't give her a cue, guys. She failed.
Yeah, what was us? Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to say if there's no cue. Hi, I'm Diana. I'm here. I do things sometimes. I say words.
Yeah, she streams all by herself. I don't even know how she manages it. There's no cues.
I invent my own cues. I'm used to your cues.
Because my brain went, oh, you forgot words. Silence. Nope, she missed it. Okay, cool.
Well, I was like, wait, did something happen? What's going on? I'm so confused. I don't understand. I was so ready.
You were on the ball.
I was
Oh my
ready.
God. Oh goodness. All right. It is the last recorded episode for the month. I cold brewed mint tea in a mason jar today, so I'm just gonna drink my cold brew mint tea.
I like how you color coordinated with a green mason jar for the mint tea. Very aesthetic.
Completely by accident. I did this literally in the kitchen without the lights on because I don't need the lights on to do stuff in the kitchen, like fill mason jars with water and put tea bags into it. So I didn't realize it was green till I woke up this morning and it's been steeping in the fridge overnight. And I went, ooh, look at that. Well, then, that
Color
happened.
coordination for the win.
I'll take it. I made a very lovely rice broth soup this morning. Basically, just consomme with rice in it and diced onion, because diced onion and rice should always go in consomme soup in my mind.
I'll
Fancy
take your
veggie
word for
broth,
it.
guys. I made fancy veggie broth. That's what I did today. Well, I want A, broth soup, but B, I took a bunch of the broth out of the top so that I could make rice with the broth tomorrow. Because you do that and then you have it with like veggies, quite tasty. So I did that. So, but the first part is
Smart.
make the broth,
Yes.
which I was doing this morning. By this morning, I mean I may have overdone it on Saturday, so I may have been stuck in bed all day Sunday, so I may have slept most of Sunday, so I may have gotten up at 4:30 this morning because I'd been in bed for like 14 hours.
Oof.
I really wasn't tired when I woke up,
That's
and
fair.
fair. So I'm already well into my afternoon at this point, my day. Oh,
Yeah.
the mint tea, it was some stash peppermint tea that I had. Not super fancy, but mint tea nonetheless. What are you drinking this afternoon?
I have my usual Smile Tiger coffee in
What's in
the
your
purple
cup?
cup.
In the purple cup.
In the purple cup, it's not as aesthetic as mint tea in a green mason jar,
Listen, that was so
but
not
it's a pretty
planned.
aesthetic cup, I gotta say.
Yeah, you always have pretty cups. I'm not worried about that part.
I don't remember.
I'm the wrong human to ask.
Yes,
I can't
Johnson,
remember
I
things.
think. I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. She was at the Fiber Festival, right next to Erin's booth.
Yep,
She had all kinds of pretty stuff.
I have a big mug from her too, and she was delightful to talk to. For the life of me, I am not. I am thing is like I'll recognize her on the street. We'll have a full-blown conversation because I will remember everything else, just not the name. Why is it
Yep.
always the name?
But the pretty ceramics lady.
Always the name, guys. I don't mean to do it. I'm gonna
If
blame
I
my
can remember enough
dad.
of the name to Google it, I'll link it in the show notes.
I'm gonna blame my dad. Because my dad also not great at names. So I'm gonna say it's his fault, and I'm
It's
gonna
genetic.
absolve myself of any guilt, and we'll move
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not great with names either.
on.
I need context. Like, I have worked with people for months, like every day for months, but then I see them outside of context and I
Nothing.
don't recognize them.
Nothing.
And they're like, oh, hey, and talking to me. I'm like, who are you? You look familiar. Who are you? And it's somebody that I work with like 4 times a week. It's happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'll
It was bad.
remember the person. I'll remember why I know them. I'll remember what we do. I just won't remember the name. Let's be honest. The only reason, guys, I remember Diana's birthday is because it's the day after mine. Otherwise, I also would not remember that either.
Fair. I only remember birthdays because I write them all down.
That is what my calendar is for. There are some that I can do because they're mentally, they just line up well. Like one of my great grandmothers was the 10th of May. Well, I'm the 10th of March. My sister is the 10th of February. Like it helps. It's the same bloody day, different months. I was fine with my mom's birthday till I started dating the mysterious Mr. B. And now, even though we have been friends longer than we ever dated, I'm constantly confusing the date between his birthday and my mom's birthday, and they're a month apart. She's a So just for the life of me, every year I have to check. To figure out how old my mom is, I have to take my age and add a number of years because I, for the life of me, can never remember the actual year. But if I sit there and do math in my head real fast, which is adding the number of years my mom was old when she had me, then I get her age. I am publicly very proud of my age, but not everybody else is. I am excited. I will be 41 in like very quick times. Because you think about it,
I
this
will
goes out
be
on Wednesday.
not that
My
old.
birthday is literally an episode. And then we're there. Like the next time you and I record will be
Oh,
your
yeah.
birthday.
Yeah.
Like it's coming up that fast.
That's very soon.
So
It's just a
fast.
couple of weeks.
Hey, listen, your birthday present made it. That's the important part. Oh, I was worried, but it made it. So good. Feel better. Okay, we've got a lot of projects because we had whip sprints on Saturday, which is delightful. I love whip sprint weekend, so we should dive in, and it's probably me first.
I believe you have one more thing than I do.
Cool. While we record today, I am continuing work on the Endless Summer Adventures shawl, which is one of my older patterns that I wanted to make a DK weight version of for myself and actually keep. This has been a problem for me. This is like what
How's
my
that going for you?
fifth time making this shawl. I'm still in love with the yarn. The yarn colorway name is 32 in French. I celebrate Erin of Firewood Fabrico's 32nd birthday. So we'll get whatever 33 is this year. I'm like super in the middle of a row, but that's okay. I started with two skeins and then I need a third skein. This is not Jocelyn sized enough. So we got a third skein and I am slowly making some progressy. I got my progress keeper there. The rows are starting to get a bit long. It's an asymmetrical shawl. It alternates squishy garter with my favorite eyelet lace. Like, this eyelet lace isn't like everything I designed. I really like this eyelet lace. Diana is
It
not
looks
as big
good.
of a fan. So, we continue making progress. The tassels are already made. So I just need to knit till I'm through this 100-gram ball of DK weight that I've got. So I'm probably going to do another switch it up section and rotate back to the other pattern repeat, back to section one pattern repeat. Once I'm done, I'll take new photos and update the pattern too. So there will be a new pattern for everybody. I'm super paranoid about my cat joining me again. I think I might have annoyed her enough that she won't, though. Here's hoping. So I enjoyed picking it up and working on it. So I think I'll make this my work on while we record project because then I can be done in like a month, right?
Yeah.
Because then it also becomes the thing I work on while I'm editing because it's right there and it's simple enough that I can drop it in a heartbeat to do something else because I've made the same shawl five times.
Yeah.
Good thing I like the pattern. Yes. Oh, I need to do
Need to.
things on the internet. Guys, I put all of my patterns on sale in the Ravelry store. So they are buy three, get one free.
Ooh, snazzy.
Snazzy. No, that wasn't the thing I had to remember that I have to do. Don't worry. We'll talk about it later. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. gonna be a thing. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Do you want to talk about your first project?
Sure. You may have noticed that I'm wearing a finished object.
What? No.
I mean, it was in the thumbnail,
It was in
so
the
you've
thumbnail.
definitely already seen the finished object. But hey, Mr. Diana Steinkrieger is done. I've sewn up the armpits. I've woven in all the ends. If
Should this
any
be
are
the back?
sticking out, like this one right behind me, it is woven in. I just haven't trimmed it, so don't panic. But here it is. It's done. It is the appropriate size because it's just slightly too big on me, which means it's the right size for Mr. Diana, who is slightly bigger than me.
It's true.
It's done. Ah, it's done. It's done. I only
I'm
did it
sorry.
wrong twice. Only
I
twice, guys.
should. I just forevermore when she goes, I don't need to cage squash, my response is going to be Steinkrieger.
Yeah, I learned that lesson.
So
Was
good.
done. Oh, and I was consulting my sweater because the whole point of this project, in case you're new here, was to match my Steinkrieger in the inverted colors. But I realized this here we go. This star motif right in the middle here, I did
Yes.
it slightly differently between the two sweaters.
Whatever.
Oh well.
It will be fine. That is close enough to
Yeah, I
matching.
mean, like the chart's already slightly different because mine's a smaller size.
No, you're fine.
So
You're fine.
it's
That's
and
crazy.
it's the exact same yarn and the exact same colors, just inverted.
Yeah.
So
That was that.
it's obvious, and it's got the swirly at the bottom, so like it's obviously the same sweater.
That's the Cascade Eco
Eco
stuff, right?
Plus.
Eco
Yeah,
Plus.
Cascade Eco Plus, 100% wool, bulky, weight five,
Bulky.
weight six.
It's a bulky. Mostly because you made a
And
bulky made sweater.
it's lovely. And it like
It's
had
a good
those nice
sweater.
loose gauges, like drapey, and like is great.
I am so glad that's off your needles. I'm so
I am
glad that's off
also
your
so
needles.
glad it's off my needles. I
Oh,
have a
so
finished
good.
thing. Finished thing. Just in time for it to go up to 13 degrees like tomorrow.
Of course. Of course. Oh, well, why don't we take a break so you can take that off? Because you have got to be melting.
I am a bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because you talked about a thing, and then I talked about the Steinkrieger, and then I changed my sweater because hot.
Because hot. So
I know I changed it into a different sweater, but this is a much less hot sweater.
let's talk Gramps cardigan.
Graham's cardigan. Yes. It was supposed to get done for Saturday or
Oh
something. Did that
yeah,
happen?
totally not happening.
Oh no. What happened?
So, story time, settle in.
Oh, I heard from the tone of that. So, okay, I'm
I
settling
have
in.
again. For whatever reason, I never learned my lesson and I put things in safe spots. Don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why I'm deficient in such a thing, but I can't stop myself. It's like a
There are
flip.
no safe places.
I need a Alcoholics Anonymous for safe places. It's just, and it's gonna get worse. So what I have, so I've got a needle. I got the right needle. I got a bunch of yarn. I gotta make a shawl collar for a baby sweater. This is not com it's a baby sweater. I'm making the 1 year, 6 month to 12 month size. Like I don't do newborn anything, which is fine. So it's not like I'm like, oh no, if the baby doesn't have it this week, it won't fit. I got time. I'm not hurting for time yet, guys. And I have, ooh, you know what I can do right now? Because it's not on the needles, I can just turn this little arm inside out. And turn this little arm inside out, then they'll both be the right way. And I got a thingy. Like we got a cardigan rocking on here. I got two sleeveys. Got two
That's
sleeveys.
adorable.
She needs a shawl collar. The shawl collar needs five stitch markers, which is how I'm gonna go back to the. I need to stop putting things in safe spaces because I put all of my stitch markers in a small makeup bag because I have that many of them. And I put that makeup bag somewhere safe. So right now I don't know where my stitch markers are. So I just have what's free floating in my projects. So this part, I have two in this one. So I need to finish something. So I have five free stitch markers to put into this shawl color because that is what the instructions tell you from Tin Can Knits.
Have like 200 stitch markers.
I have, and Susanna keeps me stocked, guys. Like, I have a lot of stitch markers, but right now I just have the three or four floating around in projects that I might be able to finish and use. So for the moment, it's a problem because I've got to go find makeup bag that has my stitch markers. It's been missing for like 3 weeks. And yes, I am tempted to pull the bathroom apart because that's where I found my snips. They could be anywhere in here, guys. Anywhere. It's a thing. So, I mean,
Lurking in the shadows.
I'm gonna do other things this week. Like when I need something small and easy to work on. Like I'm gonna weave in the ends that exist at this moment. I'm gonna sew up the little holes that sometimes appear in the corners of your armpits. So like I'll do that stuff. I may even wash and block it and then do the shawl collar, right? Like I might do all the other steps and then just do the shawl collar when I have enough stitch markers floating around that I can do that. Here's hoping that's soon. But this is out of some leftover Karen Big Cake. I think it's in the cookie crumble colorway. I have the black for the yolk part, and then the tan or the cookie chocolate color for the body of the sweater. And then I'm doing the ribbing and shawl color, and I've already knitted the pockets. That was my gauge swatch, which means no, I'm not attaching the pockets the way they did in the instructions. I didn't feel like doing it that way, and I'm comfortable sewing pockets on afterwards in the cream and white color. So they also have little tiny white pockets, which are completely useless because it's a baby cardigan, but it completes the look, so they're going on. And that's going to happen. But I need the stitch marker so I do the shawl collar correctly. They've not put this much effort into this stupid little sweater to not put the shawl collar on properly. I must
Well,
love
I
my
wish you
friends.
luck
I did
in.
inform his two older siblings, who are 17 and 15, respectively, that I don't, well, the other middle child, like three, doesn't really care. When there's a large enough age gap difference that older siblings are aware that younger siblings are coming in, I also get presents for the older siblings. So we discussed bag colors for divided dice bags. So I'm going to make two more of those giant divided dice bags for the girls to have because their dice collection outgrew the new bags they got at Christmas in January.
Wow.
So we're not playing around. Anna Jocelyn is just going
No.
to make the very large, you could put it on your head and wear it like a hat dice bag.
Yeah. Ooh, you
To
need a
solve
Bailey's
that
bag
problem.
of hoarding.
I'm going to give them a miniature bag of hoarding is what it is. But that way, you know, some for them too, right? Because like it'll have been like the last chunk of months. It'll be mom getting ready for the baby. And now that there's a new baby and they just went through the whole process with their other brother. That sounded weird. So I'm just like, you know what? No. And you're teenagers and you're doing all this stuff. You're like, nah, you deserve presents too. I just don't want to make a garment for you because you're now also adult sized. And I don't
And
want to
it'll
do
take a
that.
while.
And it's taken me months to do a baby sweater. This is not boding well. Yes, it would take less time if I was less all over the place. But we're here because I'm scatterbrained, right? That's what we're here for. So there you go. I did do a sleeve at least this week. I wanted the shawl collar, but I got held up. I spent a whole whip sprint trying to figure out if I could start the shawl collar. Remember? I just spent a whole whip sprint reading patterns. It was super engaging. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So there it's that is another project in the books. I have two left.
I guess I should talk about a thing. Well, how about I talk about the thing that I'm currently working on as we record? I was hoping to maybe finish this row, but it's not happening. I'm very close, though.
You have to be able to stall with random uses of words in full-on coherent sentence structures,
No, I'm like a
which is
good 50 stitches.
hard to do at the best of times. I can
I'm working on
hear
my librarian.
my building manager vacuuming the floors outside the apartment.
Well, hey, at least they're getting clean.
Twice a week. He's very good. He's a very good building manager.
I'm working on the librarian. It's happening. You can see I'm almost done my first full repeat of the little diamond pattern.
Look at you go.
And you can see the progress keeper, my giant, my needlessly large progress keeper that I love so much, that is a whole plate of coffee and donuts.
Okay, so we need to get me some more of those food stitch markers
They're
because
pretty great, right?
I've been well, because I've got like the donut one, right?
Yeah.
And I've got candy corn and I'm like, so I've got a couple of them, but because they're so bright and colorful and very obviously different shaped, I've been using them to identify what model is who for the Skirmish League games. So I
There we go.
need,
Now we can see them.
because we don't go, oh no, that so and so, went down. All you hear is, oh no, donut.
Oh, goodness.
And of course, the gentleman who runs the games workshop knows why I'm doing it. And he walks by and he goes, take out candy corn. Like it's becoming a thing. So I'm like, uh-oh, this is all right. I need to go get some more. I need a sushi. I need a.
We need more
We
food-themed
need
stitch
more
markers for
food themed stitch
Warhammer.
markers for Warhammer. Yeah, yep. That's how that works for me.
Perfect.
They're perfect. They sit on the models' heads. Sometimes they're choking them, but that's okay. The model doesn't care. It's plastic. It doesn't actually need to breathe, but it's a very clearly obvious marker that I can write on my sheets of paper. Who's who? So I'm not looking at these tiny little blobs to which there is no definition for me anymore and going, oh yeah, that's so and so sergeant with such a such item. I'm like, who's that? Oh, that's Candy Corn. Yeah, he's in charge. Like,
Sergeant Candy Corn.
so just, yeah, in fact, makes my life much easier and it lets me play the game without having to stop as often to ask for assistance. So, like, it's why we do it. But it's also just fun to have my opponents go, oh no, donut! Ah! Guys, I'm at the bottom of every league I play in. I am known for losing. I'm like the free win of the season. I'm happy to play. I don't care about winning. Never have. Never have.
It's a
But
good time.
good time. That's what the point that matters.
Should finish
That's
my
really
army
what
and see about
matters.
playing around here.
Yeah, I think you'd have fun.
My big crunchy bugs.
Crunchy bugs. Oh, goodness, what was I talking about? Super derailed us.
I had been talking about the librarian, but then we got off on stitch markers and that went into
Hi.
Warhammer, and
Oh,
yeah.
cool. That's how we got here.
Conversations left the building.
Left the building. Cool beans. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about your librarian? Like the amazing colored yarn? I mean, obviously, I know what the yarn is.
Yes. For anybody, whoa, no, hang on, hang on, hang on. I just dropped two stitches off the needle. One second, one
Well
second.
done. Well done.
Ooh, okay. God, we're good. We're good. Got
We're
it.
good. We're good.
We're
Okay.
good. Okay. Pattern is The Librarian by Skeindeer, and the yarn is the colorway is Cinnamon Apricot Spice. It is a tweed DK from Dragon Horde Yarn.
Ah, so pretty.
It is so
So
pretty.
pretty. It's so pretty.
It's the same color as my hair.
That's fine. I was listening to a podcast, I think it was Legacy Knits. They were using the Malabrigo yarn colorway Diana. I think it was Legacy
Nice.
Knits. I'm like, oh no, now I can't remember. Now I feel bad about it. I watch a lot of knitting podcasts in a week. I might not have the right podcast. Oh
Some knitting podcast is doing a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
One of the like 300.
I recognize the name of the color of yarn, and I went, oh, Diana has Diana yarn.
I do indeed have Diana yarn. It is in a project to be ripped out.
I know. Eh, that works. All right. In which case, I suppose it's me again.
Yes.
This whole new camera location is just causing me some brain pan problems. I'm like, look here. No, wait, the camera's here. Look here. Okay, cool.
I am indeed over here.
Oh, guys, it's fine. I did some work on my sleeve, on my
The sleeve.
simple summer V-neck top down tweed words.
Yes, that one.
Diana will put a link in the show notes for you guys, which you can find down in the description box, because I
A
cannot.
simple summer tweed top down raglan
V-neck.
V-neck or something like
It's
that.
the hardest part of the pattern is the name. The pattern is wonderfully designed. It's free. It's free. And you can do a V-neck, you can do a crew neck, you can do a man's size, you can do a lady's size.
It
Free.
sounds like a really good
It is
basic
a
sweater pattern.
lovely, lovely, classic wardrobe staple-y. Now I've got things stuck in things. This is going great. Sweater. And I knit the body in 2 weeks, which for me is pretty darn impressive considering this is a DK weight yarn. So I'm very happy with it. I also didn't injure myself in the process, so I'm taking that as a win for
Absolutely messed this up.
my first year attempt at a 2 week sweater at the DK weight version. I got the body done. That is no small feat.
No.
So, I've got a neckline finishing if I'm going to do it. I haven't decided yet, but I have started the very long process of Joslyn length sleeves. Again, noting I slept most of Sunday and I really wasn't in a place to do any work. So this is all I've managed on the Saturday. I've started
You know,
decreasing. I looked at
progress
the
is progress.
sleeve decreases in pattern and went, I cannot be bothered to remember. What I do remember are my favorite sleeve decreases, so I'm just doing those. And I'm using some vintage DK yarn, which, yes, this is how yarn balls travel around when projects just live in my apartment and not in project bags. They just get a pair of needles shoved in them and away we go. So I'm hoping to get through at least the first sleeve this week. We will see how much more progress after that I'm able to make. So who knows? I got some other stuff on the go, but sometimes what you need is some wonderfully relaxing roundy roundy knitting and that new romance book app I have. Yup. Okay. So that's probably going to there'll be sleeve progress, guys. So it'll be fine. It'll be fine. But we're working on that. I do know that while the body, because I put the body on, the body is long enough. I'm getting tunic vibes from this. So I'm gonna finish the sleeves, and if it's still giving me tunic vibes, I'm gonna have to rip back and lengthen the body. But that is all right. That is a good problem to have. And I have more than enough yarn. We are fine because I bought a sweater quantity at crochet volumes. So what I decided to knit with
So
this,
you've got lots.
it was fine. I in fact have enough left over that I could turn this into a double date sweater, the leftover yarn holding different colored for the stripes. So like I might have enough for a second sweater. Crochet eats a lot of yarn. So there. That's my second to last project. You are up.
Okay, I talked about that thing and I talked about that thing, which
Honestly, the
means it's time
reason
to
I've
talk
gotten to the
about this thing.
mason jars is just because it keeps my cat out of the liquid.
Oh yes, product placement. We have that store. It's soft launch right now, but there will be actual products. So if you want your own tote bag next week,
Don't worry, guys. On Tuesday, she's
Come to the
doing more
live.
work. How do I know this? Because I scheduled it for her.
Come to our live next week. I'm gonna try doing live product placement on a live stream. We're gonna see how that works.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that holding your blanket? Have you had to finally upgrade your blanket to a real sized tote bag?
Oh, my blanket's been in this the whole time.
Oh, okay.
I decided from the beginning it's a blanket, it's getting a tote bag.
I honestly didn't pay attention to what you put your blanket project into. I really like our tote bags. I kind of want another one. How much swag is too much swag for your own podcast? Is there a
Okay,
level too
so
much?
I didn't get very much progress done in this. I got like a row and a half. I
Okay,
did put
that's
a
fair.
progress keeper on, but it's on the other side, and I don't want to turn this around because it's hard. It is hard. But here we go. I got one more stripe. This is the granny stripe blanket. It's the granny square shells, but in rows. And I'm making a blanket out of the minis
Yeah.
from the advent calendar from Fireweed Fiber Co. a couple years ago.
2022.
Yeah, the one that wasn't the most recent one, the one
Yeah.
before that.
Yeah. 2022.
I like how you can see stripes when it's further away,
It is.
because it's not apparent close up.
No,
Like,
it
it's
is
much more
not.
fadey close up, but holding it up like this, I can absolutely see stripes.
Oh, absolutely. It's really nice yarn. I loved the Advent collection.
It's great. This blanket is going to be so
So good.
good.
Guys, I'm
It's
so
an incredibly
excited.
relaxing knit. The only A relaxing knit. Yes. Good job. It's a relaxing crochet. The only reason I'm not working on this right now is because I have to wind more yarn and I still haven't done that. And I irritated the heck out of everybody when last time I wound yarn on the live.
You were
So
getting
I'm
a
not gonna
lot
do
of
that again.
instructions. You were getting a lot of
I
instructions.
was, yeah, all the moms in chat were like, no, don't do it like that. And I'm like, ah. Like, I know I was doing it a terrible way, and then everybody was upset, and then that entertained me greatly, so I kept doing it.
You know, we do some things just because of the faces we get, people.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just gotta annoy all your internet moms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
Anyway, that's, yeah.
Oh no, is it me again?
It is you again. Yeah, it's
Gotta
'cause my only thing left is the MCAL.
settle in and knit and never mind. Not knitting at the moment.
Well, you just gotta have less things, and then I gotta do all the talking, and you can sit in
Don't tempt me, for it is a
it.
temptation. On the floor. On the floor, I have made a big basket.
Oh, that's cute.
Is that some scrap yarns? I ended up holding like four or five strands to get a super bulky. No pattern. I looked at patterns. I liked the patterns, and then I got bored, and just started. That's how this happens to me. Now, you may be wondering, Justin, why is there a white thing in here? Because I made this for a reason. And while I'll go over the design notes and all the other stuff, because this is technically for bonus content later. These are the plastic containers. I was trying a new type of cat litter, but I didn't want to waste the plastic containers, so I'm gonna cut the plastic containers down to be shorter than the basket, and you get two in here. And then I'm going to do a simple granny square inside and outside of it so that the plastic's contained within the granny square lines. And then this is going to sit beside my rocking chair as a place to store
Oh.
projects out in the living room.
It's gonna be so cute.
With a bunch of reducing, reusing, and recycling going on. So all of the things that I want to be doing with my life, which is reducing and upcycling and wasting as little as possible. So I have two of those plastic containers. I need to do some line drawings and then some cuttings and then some covering them so that they're not just, white plastic.
Little bit of a stark contrast.
A little bit of stark contrast. Also, like if I do a granny square inside to it, so like do the base of it and then up the walls of the plastic container, do the same to the outside and then like crochet edge it together and make it really snug, then I also won't have sharp edges from the plastic. It
Also
also
that.
won't, like if Phaedra pulls it apart, it slides on the floor and it won't damage her nails or the floor if she plays with it. So like
There's some thought going into this.
thought I put into this. It'll look better if the plastic's covered.
Yeah, rattle,
So
rattle.
it also means like if I've got house projects, I could just take the ball of yarn of the project and just put it straight in because it'll also be protected. So there's that. So I can put a hand sewing project and a knitting project, and I can have them right beside my rocking chair, which is really good because right now, like my coffee table ends up storing a lot of stuff, but it's also where I film from. So I'm like, okay, I need to do something. I can't have
little bit more organization.
I can't have my hand sewing project sitting in the middle of the coffee table when I want to film a reel.
No, it's got to go somewhere.
Making my life awkward. So I'm slowly starting to get that organized so that my life has better flow. But I made that basket this week. It was not hard. A single crochet, but I definitely did it in chunks because that was hard on my hands. That was hard on my hands. Though really, it's if I wove in the one end, it'd be a finished project. But it's also technically not a finished project because it's got more steps involved. I've added additional steps, but there are steps, so.
One step is finished. The big step is finished.
Big step is finished. I also did it like in the dark at night without my glasses sometimes. So like it's not the greatest basket in the world, but it's my basket and I'm fine with it. It'll be fine. It'll be unique. There'll never be another one like it. I like how it
I
turned out
like that
though.
about. It looks really great.
It looks very cute. I think it'll look really cute next to the rocking chair.
Yes. Yes, it
Yes.
definitely will.
Looks so cute. My grandma core is coming out hard. Jeez.
Oh yeah. It's very Grammacore. In
God.
the best way.
In the best way. So that was the last thing I worked on. I can't tell you. They're acrylic. It's leftovers. It was scraps. I literally pulled a bunch of colors out and then decided halfway up the bag I wanted to change it and have it semi-solid color. So then I put all the colors away and went to a bag of one color. And it's technically still marled, only it's in the same color range. That's how that
For more of a
works.
tonal effect.
For more of a tonal effect, yeah. That's what I did. Spent a
It
lot of
looks good.
time fishing Phaedra out of the basket because she
Yeah.
absolutely fits in it. She absolutely fits in it without even
She
trying.
wants to help.
She was helping. It was great. This week, you're going to show off your finished shawl for the MCAL.
I am indeed. So if you don't
Yes.
want to see the finished shawl just yet, skip ahead.
Skip
I've been
ahead.
marking chapters, so skip this chapter.
Yep. I got a sneak peek. I've already seen the finish.
I guess that means I need to like stand up and show it, hey? And I do mean stand up.
Oh, it's a beast.
It's
We
a
made a big
beast.
shawl.
Oh, okay. Oh, hold up. I dropped
Can you
another
do
one on
it?
the floor too. Yeah. So hold up. I gotta back up. I gotta move the microphone.
I'm
It's a
awake, I swear.
process. Hang on, I gotta get it right way around so for maximum effect.
Okay.
Which one's the straight edge and which one's the edge with the increases? This one, okay. Okay, are you ready?
I mean, I'm ready.
Great. Gotta back up this chair some more. Okay. We've got a clue one. We got a clue two. And we've got a clue three. And then this one's a four. It doesn't look like much from way back here, but this one's the chestnut lace.
I liked the chestnut lace a lot. It's so pretty. I also may never attempt it.
This is clue six. This is
I might just be one of those. I really like that lace, but no.
clue five is a rest week, so this one's clue six. And
I
then this is
swear I'm
my clue
awake.
seven, which is the wavy little edge.
Wavy little edge, super cute.
I like how like this length of clue one is like 50 grams of yarn. This is like 80 grams of yarn because it's the
So
corner
long.
is on the floor
So
and
long.
it's up almost to my shoulder.
You should wrap it around you, and then you'll understand why we did that.
Hang on. It's a beast.
Find your edge. Diana has
Like,
a socially acceptable blanket.
I have a socially acceptable blanket.
Also, if you need a
Thing's
dramatic
huge.
statement shawl, that's what this is.
It is all of the drama.
It is all of the
If I
drama.
just,
Hey, now
I'm
we told
like,
people we were making a Stephen West, Andrew Mowry, Find Your Fade size drama shawl. That's what we did.
oh, it's drama. Hang on, let me get this other edge here. Drama. It's so much drama, the frame can't even hold all of this drama. I am bundled.
You
I
are
have wrapped it
bundled.
once and I am bundled.
You are bundled, which is good. That's what I like.
I'm
Super
also very
happy.
pleased. I managed to somehow make the same mistake twice in this section, which somehow also
Lovely.
magically, this is very far away from my face, also magically didn't affect the stitch count, so that's great. But
Hey, take
yeah,
it.
I've managed to. Oh wait, no, I see one. Here's
Whatever.
you can't see. But I managed to make no mistakes in the entire rest of the shawl. I made two in this section. But
You're
it didn't affect the
doubling down,
stitch
right?
count, so it's fine. And I
Fine.
managed to fix them so well, I can only actually see one of the mistakes.
Oh, good.
So that's great.
Well, that's very good. Oh, I'm so glad. And that is your first published pattern.
This is my first published pattern. So this is obviously all the Diana clues with the transition one option all the way through. And I didn't do tassels.
That's a
I'm not a
Jocelyn
tassely
thing.
person.
I am aware it's a Jocelyn thing. I am comfortable with it being a Jocelyn thing. I don't care if people make the tassels or not. That's totally a personal call.
It's
We
not
all
mine.
know I made tassels. Obviously.
This fade. So if you would
So
like this pretty
beautiful.
yarn, this is the Artemis Fade set from Fireweed Fiber Co. And this is the Choose Your Own Adventure MCAL, which is the mystery part of the knit along is
Oh.
now done.
It's just the choose your own adventure shawl.
So we've got a Choose Your Own Adventure shawl, which is now a paid pattern available on Ravelry.
Yep, it's in my Ravelry
And
store simply as Diana does not have one set up.
yeah. No, it made more sense. So I'm also going to put this up on our Shopify store if Ravelry is not your thing. And I will link to it somewhere in the section of the video on screen. So you can click the link and buy the pattern
Absolutely.
if this is a gorgeous thing that you would like.
We've been doing all the test runs for all the digital product stuff with with the Midwinter collection.
Yes, you may have noticed below the video there is some patterns. They link to our Shopify store.
So we've been testing out. I think that was just the first collection, and we put it everywhere just to make sure it worked everywhere. I gotta go back in and put the rest of those patterns in now everywhere else, don't I?
I mean, ideally, eventually, yeah.
Oops. That's a thing. I'm going to show my next week. Hopefully,
Get closer again.
I had to pull apart my section five, which is fine. I had not taken out my lifelines to correct a mistake. I need to have a couple of good vision days to manage that task this week, and that's at the top priority. So I'm hoping to be able to show mine off next week during the live. Here's hoping. Here's hoping. All
I
right.
apologize for this triangle lace stitch in clue three, everybody. It was murder on my hands too. Sorry about that.
I didn't pick that stitch. You picked that stitch.
I did, and it was fine to do in a little swatch, and I'm like, great, I would love this in a shawl. And then I put it in a shawl and oh.
Now you know better.
Oh. And then
Live and learn.
this one. That one. I want a sweater in like most of these.
Okay.
Just an all-over stitch pattern. I'm inspired for sweater designs.
How about you actually finish the publications for the stuff you finished making?
Oh, you mean like that potion bottle that I've been halfway through the last test crochet for months?
Yes, that one.
All right, I will stop messing with the sound quality now. It'll just, we're back in the chair.
We're back in the chair.
You have to stand to show that one because it doesn't fit on screen otherwise.
It does not. It's a very large shawl. All right, let's do ourselves an unscripted
It is time.
Patreon ad. It's not the Lion King kind of time, but sure.
Sure it is. It could be that time.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that. I've decided to pick the word, which means I'm just going to randomly make a word.
What's my word?
I don't know. This is the problem with random decisions.
Oh.
You know what? Motorcycle.
Motorcycle. Okay.
Everyone just watched my brain think that up on the internet.
If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we talk about all manner of things, including, have you seen those pictures of they're AI generated, but the knitting grannies on the motorcycles, where the motorcycles are like yarn bombed with the.
Nope.
Oh, they were going around a while ago, but they're pretty great.
I mean,
There's like these tattooed
yes.
grannies with these yarn-bombed motorcycles.
I'm here for it. I think that would have been great.
I'm super into it.
I miss a lot of stuff. Did you not hear the laundry list of podcasts I've listened to over the weekend? I miss a lot of
No, that's
internet
totally fair.
culture because I'm just not paying attention to it. It's just something that's not in my wheelhouse, which is fine. I
Well, if I can
enjoy.
find the pictures, I'll send them to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I enjoy listening to a gentleman on Instagram Reels who is known for converting the King James Bible into what's the generation after you? Gen X? No.
No, Z. Gen Z
Z? Gen
is after
Z?
millennial.
Yeah.
Boomer, X, millennial, Gen Z, then alpha.
Or is it alpha? Might have been translated to alpha. Anyway, it is. I don't recognize half the words being spoken as actual words, but this preacher has done an amazing job, and he takes like Genesis quotes and stuff like, and he takes chunks of like little sections of the Bible, and he converts it from King James English, which is not an English we use, to something you could speak at a teenager and they would understand.
I
I
would
watch.
love to hear that.
It's just so
That
delightful
sounds
to listen to, and
amazing.
I'm just like, oh my God, they speak another language. But like the few words that I do recognize, and I mean, I know what he's saying because the quotes and stuff that he's talking about, like I pick up enough of it that I'm like, okay, we're talking about Adam and Eve and the apple. I got it. I have no idea how these letters are referencing an apple tree. I don't understand. I may send it to my niece and go, can you explain this to the old person in your life? I don't know any of
I felt
this
so
stuff.
ancient on my
Oh
stream the other day.
my
Sidebar, I stream on Twitch
God.
sometimes. I can throw that link in the description.
Sure, absolutely.
But somebody was referencing a meme in chat, and apparently it's a super well-known thing on Twitch, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm an elder millennial. Let me just Google this meme so I understand what you're saying.
Just happens to me all the time. Happens to me all the time. It's fine. I don't mind. It's just
I'm not
like,
even an
yeah,
elder
we
millennial. Like, I'm a
like,
smack in the middle millennial.
you're in the middle. You're not even an elder millennial. Technically, it's like what
No.
Gen Z to millennials, like either 1980 or 1984, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, millennial starts around 85-ish.
Yeah. And some people say it starts around 1980. We can't even agree on it. So
No,
I'm either
it's
Gen
very
Z,
ish.
I'm either Gen Z, or I'm the one of the oldest millennials. And nobody
X, not Z.
X,
Z.
sorry,
Z is the young one, yes.
X. And I don't know. Personally, I'm probably an X.
I think my personal take on it is if you land in the middle somewhere, it depends on whether you're the oldest sibling or not.
You know, that's
'Cause,
fair.
yeah.
That's fa I think that's a good way to
If you're
position
the
that.
oldest sibling, you trend towards the younger one, I think, but then you influence. But if you're not the youngest one, you will trend towards whichever one your oldest sibling is because you have that influence.
Yeah, which makes sense. Well, because again, I watch the video clips and they all do that. You know, I'm a this and which because I watch them like I'm a Manitoban, and then they do the thing like I'm a knitter, therefore. So like
Yeah.
I watch some of those and I'm like, uh-oh. I have more in common because I don't like you do the lower your finger if I hit a lot more markers for the generation before millennial than I do millennial. So
Fair.
that's probably where I am, technically speaking. Technically speaking. Also, I did a bookworm lower your finger thing, and I actually had one finger left up out of 10 questions.
Whoa.
Which for me is pretty impressive on the lightweight bookworm scale. I have no fear of loaning out books to other people that they may not return. Diana can tell you I mailed her books to another province. They've been there for well over what, year? Almost two at this point.
Oh yes, I mean, if you want them back, that can happen,
They'll
but
get here
you
eventually.
know where they are.
I know where they are. It's fine. So like
I'm just the
I so
external library branch.
pretty much. So like I left that finger up because I have no fear of doing that. I loan out my books all the time. It's not a problem for me. Never has been. So I left a finger up. Usually I'm like all of them plus the bonus questions.
Wait, I
I
gotta put down some toes.
gotta put down some toes, guys. This is not gonna work. So I'm just okay. That's fair. All right, let's do some very quick admin stuff because heavens knows people got places to go and things to do and more cups of tea to be made.
Yes.
We are done with the MCAL. That's it. We're good. The podcastiversary is over and done with. We officially celebrate most of March because it is the podcast's birthday and it is our birthdays. That's just how March works. It's March is a birthday month. It's just all around birthday. It's good fun. It's quite enjoyable as well. We have the spring equinox knit with us, craft with us, crochet with us, hand sew with us. We're pretty relaxed on it. It's
Make a thing
very,
with
very
us.
easy. Just make a thing with us. Make something for yourself or someone else if you would really prefer to do it that way. And the only rules are spring themed, because it is a spring equinox. Craft along. Whatever spring means to you. For me, I think it's gonna mean a tank top. Which I mean could also be a summer thing. So
I have given it zero thought.
well, I've got the sundress to crochet and finish because I wanted a crocheted dress PJ dress. And then there's like a tank top, and then there's a couple of spring things like spring t-shirts and stuff I'm also looking at. So like I got some options. I just need to narrow that down a little. The librarian or the Litwong randomly is just running forever, as far as I can tell. We never really officially decided an end date.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just for fun. It gave us an excuse that we needed to cast on the librarian a cardigan or a pullover by Scandia Knits, which is something we've wanted to do for a good long while now. So that is exactly the whole purpose of that. Otherwise, Whip Sprints will not be the last Saturday of March. They will, in fact, be our birthday weekend.
Our birthday weekend on the 9th of March,
The
in
9th of
2 weeks.
March, 2 weeks, yeah, because Diana
Yes,
is
whip
off
sprints are going to
to
be super early.
super early. Well, you're off to a competition, so like you're not at
I
home.
am. I'm off to blow everybody's socks off at a swing dance competition. No, I'm not. I'm not. I've never competed before in my life. I've been doing it less than a year. I will be delighted if I make it through preliminaries.
Go enjoy, have fun, and start learning the competitive structure. Perfect. That's all it needs to be. Second last Saturday of the month will be the Patreon e-knit in for all of the Patreon members as usual, because that is how things fly and that's how they work. Otherwise, I think that's it. We've reached a relatively calm point in the year and I'm going to enjoy it while it's here.
Oh, are we going to show off the February yarn?
Ooh, yes. Let's show off February yarn.
Yeah, the yarn club for Fireweed Fiber Co. with the Ally McBeal
Yes.
colorways. February's pink because Valentine's, I guess. I
Yes.
assume.
Yeah.
Yes,
Yours is on the sock base, DK base.
the Wild Rye sock, which is the
Okay.
new sock base. The colorway is Grown Up Living Barbie Doll. So this is
Yes.
on non-superwash merino. It's
Mine
so vivid.
is on the tweed, and you can see how that mutes it compared to your vivid. Like mine is really muted.
Yeah, mine's vibrant.
Yeah.
Like bar it is Barbie pink.
Yeah, the tweed
In the
absolutely
best
muted
way.
it. I still couldn't wear it next to my face. It's pink. Me and pink don't generally get along as a color combo right next to my face. It is a very gorgeous color, though. I am, as always, quite happy to get Erin yarn because it's fun and I enjoy it. Also, kudos to Tristan for being able to put on all these labels. He may thank
I
me
think
every
that's
year
like
for coming to
that's the reason
help.
I can never
That
be
also
like an
could.
indie, like
Oof.
physical product entrepreneur labeling stuff.
Oh,
I
it's.
could make the stuff. I could possibly even make it at the volume required. Labeling would
It's
kill me.
tricky. It's tricky. So I'm very, again, this is just our second month, but I am so happy with this Tweety sock base. I need to pull January apart and make something. I don't know what. Probably socks, if I'm honest. I could probably use some vanilla. I need to make some more Kevlar, guys. I need to make some more Kevlar.
I don't know what I'm gonna make out of this. I have black sock yarn, and I feel like the black pink
Oh, that'd be
combination needs to
so
be something.
good. That would be so good.
I don't know what yet, but I think
This
black
needs to
pink.
be, it needs to be something. I agree. Hands down, I agree. Okay. Well, in which case, I am then going to say until Sunday. I'm
Sunday, Sunday,
Jocelyn.
be there, and I'm Diana.
No matter where your week takes you, don't
Don't
forget
forget to
to
knit.
knit. When did we turn into a World Wrestling Federation situation?
Just now.
Just now. Okay.
Just now.
I was not prepared. I did not bring the Spanx today, but I do have a folding chair, so I'm good. Let's do this. Let's Royal Rumble. Oh my God.
Let's get ready to
The
rumble.
Rumble! We're
Just
four.
like doing voices.